Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, and we're going after a very specific kind of low-end, that pirate radio jungle sub. Early rig energy. Take and transmitter attitude, but with modern discipline so it actually translates, stays loud, and doesn't fall apart when you push the limiter. The mission is simple to say and hard to do. Build a sub that feels played by a human, locks with the drums, and still stays phase stable, mono solid, and mastering friendly. We're also going to arrange it like jungle is supposed to be arranged. Teases, fake outs, reload moments, and that feeling like you're broadcasting, not just looping. Let's set up the session first, because the mastering area starts right now, not at the end. Set your tempo somewhere in the 160 to 170 BPM range. I'm going to think at 165 as a sweet spot. Next, commit to headroom during writing. You want to be peaking around minus 6 dB on the master while you're building. Not because it's a rule, but because it keeps your decisions consistent when you later check loudness. Now add a temporary master monitoring chain. This is not your final master. This is your truth meter. Put spectrum on the master, set the block size to 4096, and give it a slower average, like 2 to 4 seconds, so you can actually read the low end. After that, add utility so you can hit mono whenever you want. And then add a limiter with the ceiling at minus 1 dB, purely as a safety net. Do not start mixing into heavy limiting yet. This is just to catch accidents and to let you see when the low end is making the limiter freak out. Cool. Now we build the bass system. We're doing two layers, a true sub layer for 30 to 90 Hz, and a mid layer for 90 to roughly 300, sometimes higher for character. The rule is, the sub layer stays clean and boring on purpose. The mid layer is where the pirate radio attitude lives. Create a MIDI track and name it as you be. For the instrument, use operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Keep the level at unity for now. On the amp envelope, give it a tiny attack, anywhere from basically 0 to 2 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks. Take care around 150 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain down at minus infinity or extremely low, and release around 40 to 90 milliseconds. The point is tight, but not clicky. Optional, and this is a classic jungle move. Add a tiny pitch envelope so the note has a little thud at the front. Keep it subtle, something like plus 2 to plus 6 semitones, with a decay around 30 to 60 milliseconds. If it starts sounding like a laser or a tom, you've gone too far. You should feel it more than hear it. Now the SUB device chain. First, EQ 8, and don't automatically high pass. A lot of people high pass the bass of habit, and then wonder why the system feels thin. Leave the fundamentals alone unless you have a real reason. If there's kick conflict, you can do a very gentle dip, maybe 1 to 2 dB, somewhere around 60 to 90 Hz, but only if you actually hear masking. Next, saturator. Use soft sine. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Keep it subtle. The goal is translation and density, not fuzz. Match the output so you're not fooled by loudness. Then utility. Width at 0%. Hard mono. This is non-negotiable for the real sub layer. Use utility. Gain to set your sub level so it's consistent and not slamming the master. Now do a tuning check. Put tuner after operator. Pick a root note and commit. Jungle subs often live around F, F sharp, or G as a practical zone, but it depends on your track. The key thing is, choose a home base so the low end feels intentional, not like it's fighting the track. Next, we build the pirate radio mid layer. Duplicate the SUB track and rename it SUB MID. You can still use operator here. Maybe switch to a triangle or a sine with a hint of FM fridge. Or use wavitable with something basic and steady. And if you have Roar in Live 12 Suite, this is absolutely a perfect place for it. On sub mid, start with EQ 8. High pass at around 90 to 110 Hz, steep enough to keep the true sub clean. 24 dB per octave is a good start. Now you've officially separated responsibilities. SUB owns below that line. MID does not touch it. If you want chest, a gentle lift around 150 to 250 Hz can work. Don't overdo it. This band gets boxy fast. Then add character. Saturator with 3 to 8 dB of drive, soft clip on. Or roar with a warm circuit and controlled tone. Teacher note here, whenever you distort, you're creating harmonics that can make the limiter work harder. So you want harmonics that help the bass read, not harmonics that turn into constant low-mid fob. After distortion, add a compressor on the MID layer. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 15 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 150. You're not trying to slam it. You're trying to make the mid harmonic steady, so the bass still feels consistent when the sub notes change. Then utility, keep the width low, like 0 to 30%, and a hard rule, if you want stereo excitement, do it above 300 Hz. Do not create width in the low mids and pretend it'll be fine. It'll fold in mono and your bass will vanish or change shape on club systems. Now group SUB and SUB MID into a group called bass bus. On the bass bus, add EQ8. This is small, surgical, and honest. Tiny dips where the kick dominates, often 50 to 70 Hz, depending on the kick. And if you've got a resonant boom around 110 to 180, notch it gently. The vibe is controlled, not carved to death. Optionally, add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. Glue means the two layers feel like one instrument, not that the bass gets flattened. Now, the heart of this lesson. Humanizing the sub like a jungle bassist without wrecking mono stability. First, we decide on timing roles. You need anchor notes and ghost notes. Anchor notes are the ones that must hit with authority, usually the downbeat, and often the pickup into the snare, depending on your pattern. Ghost notes are quieter, shorter, and they can be nudged slightly early or late to create feel. Practical tip. Color code them in the MIDI editor or separate them into two clips. The whole point is you don't accidentally humanize anchors the same way you humanize ghosts. That's how low end gets sloppy. Now groove timing. Pick your drum groove source first, because the bass needs to respond to drums, not to a grid fantasy. If you have a breakbeat, warp it properly, then right-click and extract groove. Drop that groove into the groove pool. Apply it to the bass MIDI clip, but lightly. Timing around 10 to 25%. Random at 0 to 5%. Velocity may be 0 to 10%. And here's the warning. Bass timing needs to be subtle. Too much groove and the low end smears. If the kick is the punch and the sub is late, it won't feel loose. It'll feel wrong. Another important rule. Humanize without flamming. Most of the time, keep random timing under about 8 milliseconds. You can go a touch further on MIDI-only stabs, but the true sub. Keep it disciplined. Next, velocity. Even if you're using a sine wave, velocity can still behave like finger pressure. In operator, you can map velocity to level subtly, or you can use a MIDI velocity device before operator. Set it to random and keep it tight. Plus or minus 3 to 8, not plus or minus 30. We're not making a jazz piano performance here. We're creating micro life without destabilizing the limiter. If the overall level changes too much, compensate with gain after. And here's a more advanced way to think about it. Don't use pure randomness everywhere. Use velocity zones. Pick three bands. Low for ghosts, mid for normal hits, high for phrase markers. Then you get intention. Jungle is about intention. Now note length. This is the secret mastering control nobody talks about. Note length is groove and note length is also RMS. If the limiter is reacting too hard, often the fix is shorter notes, not less saturation. Because saturation can increase harmonics, sure, but RMS comes from sustain and overlap. So phrase your sub like spoken language. Short notes to fit kick gaps. Slightly longer notes when you want the bass to lean into a snare hit. And micro rests to create breath. Those little holes are what make the next hit feel bigger. Work on a 16th note grid if you want, but adjust note lengths by ear. Don't be afraid to create tiny spaces before big snares. That's tension and release. Now sidechain, jungle style, not EDM pumping. We want clearance, not obvious ducking. On the bass bus, add a compressor and turn on sidechain from the kick. If your drums are break-based and inconsistent, make a ghost kick. A muted click or short sample that follows your intended kick pattern, routed only to the sidechain input. Set the compressor ratio at 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so you don't erase the bass transient if it's part of the groove. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Threshold for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. If you're seeing 6, 8, 10 dB, you're basically doing a different genre. Now we arrange. Pirate radio jungle arrangement is an energy curve. The listener has to feel like something is being revealed, taken away, and slammed back in. Start with a 32-bar intro that's DJ-friendly but still has attitude. Bars 1 to 16. Drums and atmos, but no full sub. You can hint at it filtered, but don't give away the weight. Bars 17 to 32. Introduce sub fragments. Use utility automation on the SUB track. Fading up from silence, or automate an EQ shelf so it slowly reveals. Add pirate hint on ascend. Vinyl distortion or roar, but only in the mids and highs. High pass the return around 200 to 300 Hz so it never muddies the bass foundation. This is important. Pirate character lives above the fundamental. Your subs do not need to be radio distorted. Your mids do, then a 16-bar tease. Promise the drop. Bring the sub in on root notes only. Keep it simple. Almost like a system test tone with rhythm. Use call and response with the break. The sub answers kick gaps. Leave 8-note rests before big snares so the drop feels like it's being held back. Now drop A, 64 bars. This is where you establish the sentence. First 16, the simplest, most memorable bass phrase. Next 16, small variation. One extra pickup note, or an octave stab, but do it in the MID layer only if you want the sub to stay stable. Next 16, switch drum edits, keep the bass stable. This is classic. The bass becomes the anchor while the drums get wild. Last 16, strip and slam. Remove the MID layer for 8 bars, bring it back for 8. That contrast makes people think the bass got louder even if you didn't change level. Then your breakdown or reload moment, 8 to 16 bars. Classic move, kill drums for a bar, let the subtail and radio noise hang in the air. Bring it back with a reverse crash and a snare fill. And here's a fun broadcast dip trick. Automate master utility gain down about minus 1.5 dB for 1 bar, or pull high shelf down briefly, so it feels like the station ducks, then slams back in. Do it quick. Do it clean.